This is what a new Bretton Woods conference could accomplish in one fell swoop. It would reconstitute the IMF to better reflect the prevailing pecking order among states and revise its methods of operation. It would decide how to treat financial institutions that are too big to fail, and it would consider new rules to control capital movements, because the total freedom of financial capital to move around freely in the world has proved to be a source of instability and needs to be corrected. The use of the dollar as the main international currency has produced dangerous imbalances. The dollar is no longer enjoys the trust and confidence it once did. Yet, no other currency is in a position to take its place. There is a general flight from currencies into gold and other commodities and tangible assets. That's harmful because it keeps those assets out of productive use and stokes the fears of inflation. The United States ought not to shy away from the wider use of special drawing rights, SDRs. That should induce China to abandon its peg to the dollar, and that would be the best way to reduce international imbalances. Since SDRs are denominated in several national currencies, no single currency would enjoy an unfair advantage.